arrived at Georgian Island, and here I am on a pier onto the River Thames, and you can see the Dove pub behind me, which is a very characterful pub, highly recommended, and is said to be the ideal spot to view the University Boat Race. Other thing about it is that is where James Thomson composed Rule Britannia, that famous anti-Jacobite anthem from about 1748. So James Thomson was a North British a poet, North British, a term he might have used himself, and he came down, he lived in London, lived in Richmond, in fact, that's the house where he resided. And this song, Britannia, was part of a play which has since been forgotten. Well, I mean, the title is known, but it's slipped my mind. Virtually ever performed. That's the one thing about the play, which is very famous, is that song, Rule Britannia. So it inspired him to write that. Look, as he was looking out here on the River Thames. See, the Thames is tidal as far down as Teddington. Teddington's that way. As the crow flies, not very far, maybe 6 miles, but as the river meanders, probably a dozen. Anyway, so do try in it. Try going in there. They've got a fire. Certain people, famous people, have been in there. John Le Mesurier, Lee Marvin, Alan Rickman, and others. So this one dates back to the 1720s, if memory serves, and they've got a decent kitchen. Anything. So this is the area of Hammersmith, and it's hard by Kelmscott House. You can just see it there, where William Morris lived in London. Anyway, so that's probably enough about it. You have to go inside and probably film inside it myself. The way it's got those bare wooden floorboards, it's got rafters and so on. So it's very atmospheric. You could swear you're in the deepest countryside. So I shan't say more about James Thomson right now. All right, so please follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, and book online lessons with me. Be sure to subscribe. And, well, remember, I'll sign off the way Stephen Tate used to sign off. Cheery bye-bye.